The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sibilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hey, 705. What a mess. What a mess of a morning. Another insane morning in the United States of America, and nothing being done about it. So here we are. Here we are on the radio trying to make sense of insanity. Danny Colson is going to join us momentarily. K.T. McFarland on the show. Andy McCarthy on the show. Miranda Devine on the show. And Alexandria Ha, Fox News Washington correspondent, on the show, and Andrew Pollack on the show. Andrew lost his beautiful daughter, Meadow, in that Parkland, Florida shooting. And I, as a dad, you know, so dedicated to my children, I just think what Andrew went through. But he turned it into a positive, number one. Number two, Andrew came up with, and if you remember, Andrew was the guy at the Donald Trump press conference after Parkland, after that horrific incident happened. And Andrew just went off. And he and Donald Trump talked, and Donald Trump allowed Andrew to go on, and it was brilliant. Andrew was brilliant. If you remember, it looked like it was in the East Room at the White House. And Andrew came up. He wrote a book, Why Meadow Died. I invite you to read that. It's just so heartbreaking. But it has the answers on how to stop these school shootings. It has the answers. Andrew has what to put in, what to do with law enforcement, what happened in Parkland. And then you had Uvalde, last year. What happened? It was a horrific incident. In this particular incident, and I'm going to ask Joe on the air to get the names of the police officers, because I'd like to give credit where it is due. The Nashville police officer, they stopped an incident that could have been far worse. That could have been far, far worse. So now, I want to be clear. I'm clear on everything as much as I can be. And the girl shooter, she identified as a man, but she was born a woman. So I was wrong, and I misstated that early on, because now that is unusual. And I should know to trust John Roberts on TV, because as I think about it, John Roberts had said, as the story unfolded, that it was a girl, and usually it's a guy. This is a girl identified as a man. I don't care what your pronoun is. You are he, or you are she. That's a simple. There's just no, that pronoun stuff is it's sick. It's a mental illness, is what it is. And say it the way it is. It's a mental illness. There are two genders. It's girls and guys. It's him and her. Don't. And yet the colleges and everybody, they're just going after who. I don't know who's virtue signaling for who, but all I know is it's mental illness. There are two genders, man and women. And if you are a guy and you want to be a girl, God bless you. I'm going to love you anyway, but don't ask me, what? And if you're my friend and you say, there was a Monty Python sketch, and I'll have to retweet it, where I am a woman and I want to be identified as a woman. If that's your prerogative, great. We'll call you that. But don't ask us to tell a full school class on, we have to now work with everybody's pronouns. You know what's really weird? I told you, I went to a bank once. I told you, the guy gave me his card. Hey, Joe, we'd love your business. Here. And it goes, it has the guy's name. He, shipped. Then I had pronouns after it. What's wrong with these people? What's wrong with the world? This is crazy. It was the bank of a big bank, and he was doing the pronoun thing. What? You got to tell me if that guy is a man or a woman or that. Just stop it. Everybody's got to stop. Oh, my gosh. This is nuts. So now this creep cockroach, whatever it is, this slug, this parasitic, this creature satanic creature goes in. So he's a girl, identifies as a guy. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is this amazing that we have to worry about these things? Oh, my gosh. And he goes in and he shoots six people, three students, three staff members. In Nashville, Tennessee, in an upscale area at a Presbyterian school. It was not a Catholic school, as everybody's telling you. It's a Presbyterian school. And this is just inexcusable that this happens. But the police were awesome. They showed up. In 14 minutes, they showed up to the Nashville Police Department. And they took this creep out, killed this person. And yet it keeps happening over and over again. Danny Colson will tell you what to do about it. Andrew Pollack is going to tell you what to do about it on the show, okay? You know, and we have solutions for it. Yet, no one will implement these. They'll blame the guns. They're going to blame the guns. And if you blame the guns, rather than just banning the guns all entirely, what could we do? What could we tweak? Because, as we were talking about earlier, the strongest gun laws are in New York, are in Illinois, you know, and they're in all Los Angeles. The criminals are always going to get the guns. And if they don't get guns, they're going to use something else. Trust me. It's what happens, you know. So we have to, you can't just blatantly just do a blanket sweep and say, you got to ban all guns. But if you get a gun, I don't mind a mental health test. You know, because apparently there's a lot of mental illness out there. And like Al said earlier, I said this from day one on this show. You can't have video games that just desensitize death. Because that's the goal of the video games, is how many people you can kill. And I've been guilty as charged. In films, we've shot and killed in films, you know. We do it too much in movies. We do it on TV. You know, like you ever see that show Dexter? It's like it was on Showtime and so popular. And it was about a mass murderer. And that was the key. That was the key hero of the series, was a guy who was a mass murderer. He was a coroner and he would kill people. That was the goal of the show. And if you're a young kid watching that, oh, I admire that person. Oh, he could kill people. What? Is that right to do something like that? Immensely popular. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Where we are in society now, it's just, it's so wrong. And then this, please don't forget about this. As I look now in Chicago over the weekend, 12 shot, 2 fatally in a weekend gun violence. Did you hear about that? No, you're never going to hear about that. The black on black crime, and it's our responsibility to report what is real and what's not real. If I'm wrong, we're going to be corrected right on the air. As I was this morning, it will be about, I'm so confused about the gender thing, but apparently this was a girl, and he thought he was a guy, dressed as a guy, and killed these poor people in Nashville. But also, not to forget about the violence in the inner cities every single day. Does it matter what color they are? Apparently it does, because the mainstream media doesn't talk about it. What you're going to hear about is this. You're going to hear about Joe Biden trying to ban assault weapons while he's talking about chocolate chip ice cream. That he honestly did that. The first thing he said about this mass shooting was chocolate chip ice cream. And again, this story particularly will go away because this kid is quote unquote trans. They don't want to deal with that. It'll wreck the narrative of the mainstream media. But why the mainstream media doesn't every day, like we do, address the crime in New Orleans, in St. Louis, in Milwaukee, in Chicago, in Los Angeles, in New York, in Brooklyn, all the crime that's happening. And you know what? No one says anything about it. No one says anything about it. And those are young black kids being killed every single weekend, every single weekend. And we should be as incensed about that as we are about this Presbyterian school. Inexcusable. And what is the answer? We're going to give you the answers. Hopefully someone's listening, you know. If you want to give us a call, it's 877-970-2999. Just so frustrating. And, you know, I'm so sick of it. Look at this. And look at this headline, too. And forgive me. You know, I get upset these kids killed like this, especially when I was down with a Charlie, my little daughter, yesterday. So, and, you know, big shout out to my kid's school down there. The teacher's working so hard. They're directing, they're choreographing this play, and it was magnificent. And then I went in, and I said, I'm not allowed. And now I get booked like pretty much 6 months a year out, a lot of the stuff I do. So I committed to Make-A-Wish Foundation in Florida for my dear friends in Orlando. and some great friends down there. And we're going to do a big show Saturday night and raise money. They've raised millions for Make-A-Wish, right? And you meet the kids. Oh, talk about a heartbreak, right? And I go down. I saw it committed. So then I find out a couple weeks ago when the play is at the school. And it's right when I'm traveling, right when I'm on stage. And I can't cancel because you don't want to do that because we're sold out in Orlando. I don't want to, you can't do that. So now I can't. Am I going to see my daughter in the play? Because that means a lot to me. I always try to be there for my kids on everything. And so I said, okay, well, I called the school and I said, you know, I'm working and I can't, I just can't really just not go there. And I want to see Charlie on stage. And can I, well, there's dress rehearsals here, dress rehearsals there. So Charlie's mom helped out. Jessica helped out, you know. And lo and behold, they got a little chair for me. How about that? They put a little chair for me and to sit and to watch their dress rehearsal yesterday. And the kids were great. The kids were great. They were so good. And Charlie was cute. And I videoed, you know, and it was just a great. And I just said, geez, look at this. And then we were all talking about what was going to happen in Nashville, you know. But there was a cop outside the school. I'll tell you that right now. Oh, yes, there was. And I think you need that. I'm sorry. I think you need that in every school now. Because if social media is going to allow people elected to office that really didn't win, if social media is going to allow false stories and false narratives and infringe on our freedom of speech, they should be able to see red flags on these cockroaches that are killing kids in school, okay? And let's be as incensed about the black-on-black crime every single night in every single big city in the United States of America as we are about this. You got to be fair. But again, a big shout-out because I'm there and I'm watching this, and it was just great. And the kids were great. And then I said to the director, she was great. She's running around. I said, You're teaching it. She was Charlie's fourth grade teacher. And I'm going, you got to come back in the morning? She goes, Joe, I got to teach the whole class. I got to teach fourth grade tomorrow. God bless them. God bless them. They did a great job to the kids, to the teachers, to the staff in the school. You know, and that is, by the way, 99% of America right there. And you know it because I know you've seen it too. Let me go to Joe calling in. Hey, Joe, we got you, man. 7:17 in the morning. Kind of you to call, Joe. How are you, my friend? How you doing?
I'm good, Joe. How are you? How's everything good. Going?
You know, it's good. I'm frustrated, you know, because we have the answers. We come up with the solutions, and it's like no one listens in the government. No one listens, you know? We appreciate you listening. What's on your mind? What are you thinking about all this?
No, I mean, what I'm thinking about it is, you know, what is the true root cause analysis that's actually being done here? I mean, the answer is to, at least from the government, is to kind of circumvent what the elephant in the room situation is with this person's clear mental diagnosis. You know, and they go right to our constitutional rights. I think really after COVID, we saw so many infringements on our rights, so many infringements, and now it's just to another level. And what's the most amazing thing to me is how willing and how eager people are to just almost surrender their rights. Be like, okay, well, you know, a gun committed this crime, take away the guns. And you know what I say to that? All right, for that argument, well, you know, ban terrorism, then terrorism will be gone. Ban drugs, then drugs will be gone. Yeah. That's not how it works. There's over 40 million guns in this country. If there was a true gun problem, I think the problem would be a heck of a lot more obvious, you know.
Yeah, it's a good point. Now you're a young dad, and God bless you. And tell us about your if I may, Joe, because I know you from church. Tell us about your military service briefly, if you would, sir. Because you're very active. Yeah, please.
Yeah. So I served as an intelligence officer for field artillery and infantry battalions. I first started off as an infantry officer and then attended the what we call the captain's career course. And I went to I went to military intelligence and served in various capacities and also, you know, served in support of combat and obviously training operations. for the Global War on Terror in various roles.
And you are always helping veterans out. I mean, that is your impetus in what you do, Joe, right?
Yep.
Yeah, God bless you, man.
So I work with VA. I work with very closely with VA healthcare, and you know, working with unfortunately, behavioral health is very prevalent within the veteran community and that population health, and you know, that certain matter of the population health. So I'm very unfortunately very acquainted with various forms of you know whether it's Tourette's, anxiety, PTSD, all sorts of things, and you know, to me, this whole thing with transgender is, you know, they had it as a DSM-5 diagnostic criteria as gender dysphoria. And then because of this, frankly, because of this cult that I see taking place about it and all these different red flag laws, the answers, it was as clear as daylight. And the person, and, you know, I just saw, they sent the shooter sent a Facebook message to their friends, and their friends never reported it. And it's like, well, why didn't you report it? Because you probably would have been labeled as a bigot or whatever. They wouldn't do this.
Bingo. Right on the money, man. And before we let you go, Joe, how do you see the red flags? As a matter of fact, you just explain how you see the red flags. If somebody's going to text you or send you a message that says something that, oh, I'm going to go shoot people, you've got to report it. But what incenses me, Joe, is that social media, you know, God forbid you and I say the wrong thing about an elected official, you and I say who you voted for, they're all over us, but they can't find these people who are whack jobs that are killing people on social media. You think they would have the ability to do that, right?
Well, 100%. So they have the ability to censor you and, frankly, infringe on your First Amendment right, given that it's not something out of this world.
Yeah.
Okay. But again, they infringe on your First Amendment right, and then, you know, they'll be able to do that. They'll do that to your Second Amendment, and surely, you know, slowly but surely they are. Yeah, but you're right.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
right. It's 100%. But I'll tell you this. I leave it with this.
Okay.
You know, I tell people, I'd rather have my guns and never need them than never have them and need them. Because during COVID, I saw people, and this was sad, but I saw people, so many first-time gun owners and people who go through the legal process of purchasing a gun, no matter how much you agree or disagree with the processes and the policies in place, they have the right, if the firearms license dealer sees any sort of behavior or something off in that industry, they do have the right to say no to you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so you do go through tons of background checks. And, but I tell people that, like, there's no such thing as a law abiding criminal. You're just, whenever you do this to people, whenever you put another gun thing, you're only making the vulnerable populations, the women, the elderly, and who else who live in underserved communities, you're only making them more vulnerable and a bigger target. That's it.
But I tell you what, you're the future of America, and I tell you that at church, my brother. God bless you and your family, and thanks for being. Listen, Joe, keep it. You got to call in. We love your outlook. You're a young American, and you're making all the sense in the world, and you're a good guy. And so God bless you, man. Thanks for taking the time, my young friend. And please call anytime, okay?
Thanks, Joe. You have a good one.
You too, indeed. There's a great kid right there, young man at church. I see this kid at church. It makes all the sense in the world. He's a young guy, and, you know, measured in tone and speaking the truth. Oh, there is hope. There is hope, Debbie.
Definitely.
Hold on to it. We got some great young folks out there. We really do. 7:23. Debbie's on the roads. Danny Coulson's going to check in from the FBI. And KT McFarland, Andy McCarthy's on the show. Miranda Devine, Alexandria Hoff. Andrew Pollack, Debbie Duhaime right now on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. The Deegan south of the Moshaloo, it's an accident. Cross Bronx West at Castle Hill Ave, a collision. Watch for delays on the outbound Gowanus at the Prospect, an accident involving a couple of vehicles on the FDR Drive south at 116th Street, a collision. Partly cloudy today, high of 52. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
During Staples Teacher Palooza, teachers save big. or you save like 20% on all Crayola products. Plus, 24-pack cases of True Clear bottled water are only $3.99. In-store only offers ends April 1st while supplies last. Limit one case on the bottled water. Help your favorite teachers stock their classrooms at Staples today. Sponsored by Staples.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation. You know, I tell you about U.S. Air Force Senior Master Sergeant Israel Del Toro Jr., right? We're talking to our friend Joe. Our young friend helps out the veterans. Well, Master Sergeant Del Toro, you know, his Humvee exploded. I tell you about this. In Afghanistan, he suffered severe burns, over 80% of his body, 15% chance of survival. Yet he went on to become the first fully disabled airman permitted to re-enlist. God bless him, right? A gold medal winner in the Invictus Games. Thanks to the Tunnels to Towers Foundation and your generosity, Master Sergeant Del Toro received a mortgage-free smart home. And that home has a myriad of smart features to help the Master Sergeant live his life more independently. So please help heroes like Israel when they need it the most. Donate $11 a month to Tunnels to Towers at tdot.org. Again, a solution to a problem that Tunnels to Towers never forgets. Tunnels to Towers steps up for Gold Star families, for the catastrophically injured, like U.S. Air Force Senior Master Sergeant Del Toro, the homeless veterans. Tunnels to Towers is there. Here is a solution on the radio. We always hear people complaining and whining and moaning, and Tunnels to Towers steps up and takes care of the heroes of this great country. And you can too. Can't do it without you. You know that. So $11 a month, please, to Tunnels to Towers at, please, T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnels to Towers Foundation.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
This week, we'll get an update on how the economy was holding up at the end of last year. The revised gross domestic product for the fourth quarter will be released on Thursday. Mario Veneroso of Kingsview Asset Management says he is investing cautiously.
I would be a little bit more selective when it comes to stocks, blue chips, discipline, lower P/E ratios, and buying things on sale.
The S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index for January is released on Tuesday. Pending U.S. home sales numbers are released on Wednesday. Also, fresh readings on how Americans feel about the economy. The consumer confidence reading from the Conference Board is released on Tuesday, and the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index is out on Friday. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart. Every year, more than 4 million pets enter shelters here in the United States. My friends at American Humane have been helping animals since 1877. The goal is to ensure that pets have a safe shelter, especially during natural disasters. Adopting a shelter pet allows shelters to help more animals awaiting care. Please consider adopting today and take some time to learn more about American Humane's other work at AmericanHumane.org.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, let me give you the number for Relief Factor, okay? And then we're going to get into it and give us a call. We have a lot to cover this morning. We appreciate you being involved and you being inspired enough to check in and give us your ideas, because we will come up with a solution to a very tough morning as we mourn the lives lost in Nashville. But Relief Factor is 800-4-RELIEF, 800 the number 4, the word relief. Go to relieffactor.com. You're going to see what's in Relief Factor, 100% drug-free. This is vital. When you see Icarian, when you see the botanical ingredients, when you see the fish oil. By the way, not an inkling of fish oil taste in Relief Factor, not an inkling of it. And resveratrol that I keep telling you about, which is an antioxidant. I know it as an antioxidant. I didn't know it stops inflammation. Well, you know who did? The good gentleman that invented Relief Factor. So call, please, 800, the number 4, the word relief. For $19.95, we can get you out of pain. We think, let's try with the 3-week quick start. And you could find out everything you need to know about Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor at relieffactor.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. Mamma mia, what a morning. These are the mornings that are just so, so tough. And we asked Danny Coulson to join us for a couple of minutes. And we're going to go to your phone calls because we want to hear what you've got to say. Danny Coulson, don't forget, former Deputy Assistant Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, founding commander of the FBI hostage rescue team. You can't even imagine what this stellar gentleman has gone through, but he's kind enough to join us and share his expertise on law enforcement. Danny, thank you for joining us always on another morning. Here we go again, my dear friend. What's going on down there in Nashville, Danny? You hear anything?
Well, you know, first of all, we're having too many conversations like this, Joe.
I love
talking to you, but I'd rather talk to you about some other topic. But I think we need to talk about this. And there's a message here. I think the message is, damn it, get ready. Get ready for these things. And I think if you noticed from the reporting that the shooter came through an open door, just like Uvalde and just like many schools. And if we don't do something about this, it's going to continue, and we have to protect ourselves. And people who don't believe this is going to happen, they better get their act together. It's horrible. And, you know, we lost people there, and we didn't need to. And get ready. I've prepared many, many schools for active shooter. And when I leave, the school locks down everything they have. Every door in the school is locked down. Interior, exterior doors, and they're getting ready for it. And it's like buying a car and not putting brakes on it. You got to have the brakes.
Yeah, Danny, that's it. And there it is. There it is right there. It's like that's the solution. And we talk about the solution on the radio. No one listens. All Biden is talking about is, ban this, ban that, ban free speech, ban the gun. And meantime, the strictest gun laws are in areas that these things keep happening over and over and over again. There was no cop outside of this school. And I hate to say it, but Danny, your point is, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's like, look, these things shouldn't happen, but you know what? They're going to happen. And because we can't apparently figure out why they're happening. And if we're not going to deal with mental illness, if we're not going to stay on social media to stop, if we're not going to get on the video game makers to stop flagrantly desensitizing death, and the goal of the game is how many zombies you can kill, if that doesn't ruin kids, okay, then let's put police officers outside the school, every single school. Maybe this should be mandated by the federal government, Danny, huh?
Well, they should be there. I don't know. I don't like federal government mandates. I don't think they generally work. Yeah. But you're right. I mean, we're going to ban this and ban that. But how about we make preparation? That's the whole key. I get contacted all the time by schools and say, what do we do? And first of all, believe it's going to happen. And we cannot run around with our head in the sand thing and, in denial. Yeah. I will tell you, I'm a Christian. And I will tell you, the hardest people in the world to protect are Christians, because they think everything's fine and that bad things won't happen to them, and they do. And one of my biggest clients, frankly, is down in Fort Worth, Texas, is a school. Actually, my wife taught there. And they now, and have for a while, for several years, locked down their school. You cannot move about that campus. You can't go through a door that's not locked. And you just have to get ready for it. Believe it's going to happen and prepare, because the gun, first of all, Joe, the gun genie's out of the bottle. If we banned every gun illegally in the United States tomorrow, there's some out there. They're all over the place. Yeah. So you're not, gun banning doesn't work, but get ready. There's bad guys coming.
And the bad guys always get the guns, Danny. I mean, I'm seeing that in New York. Really? That's what they say. They're trying to stop crime in New York. Oh, the guns. We're going to stop the guns. And you know what? If you could get the state police to stop the illegal guns running up and down 95 in our neck of the woods, got it. Route 95, we got it. But honestly, the bad guys get the guns always. So it's going to happen. Well, so that mantra's got to be just left by the you should put that on the side and get to the heart of the problem, yes?
Well, I think so. I mean, prepare. I mean, I'm not trying to look for business. I have more business I can take care of right now.
Yeah,
but I will tell you this, get ready. Find somebody who can help you. Go on the internet. There are plenty of good companies out there that do these surveys, and get ready. Also, go see the cops. Bring the cops into your school. Have them look at it. Do a survey. ATF does surveys. FBI does surveys.
Yeah.
A lot of people do. And get ready. It's coming to a neighborhood near you.
Yeah. Danny, we appreciate your take on that. And also, a shout-out to the Nashville police officers who showed up at 14 minutes.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. They did a great job. I mean, actually, they got there quickly, and they resolved it quickly. They didn't stand outside twiddling their thumbs, thinking of what to do. They went to the sound of gunfire, and that's what you do. It wasn't Uvalde all over again. It was officers that took the initiative to go save children.
You know what, Danny Colson, thank you for your service. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for always taking the time for us, Danny. God bless you. And
it's always a pleasure, John.
Take care.
Good luck.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you. Danny Colson right there knows what he's talking about. Let me grab a couple calls while we can. Yes, we want to hear what you got to say. Jimmy calling in from Yonkers, New York. Jimmy, hi. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, good morning, Joe. No solutions, but just a couple of comments. I was telling your screener that being a boomer like yourself – you know, I don't know, Joe. I really think that for all the good it does and the convenience it provides, that the internet has done a lot to speed up the demise of the fabric of society, the order of society, the family. And I think that, along with, quite honestly, the lack of religion and faith. I mean, I'm a Catholic. I don't go to church as much as I should. But I have a moral compass. I'm grounded. I take that moment of pause before I say or do something. Yeah. And I think that is sorely lacking in our society, too. And, you know, being a boomer like yourself, I was telling your screener, you know, if that internet blew up tomorrow, I can go on with my life.
Yeah.
I can go on with my life. I can read a roadmap. I always tell people I earned my bachelor's degree in college, but I got my master's degree in life and common sense from my folks.
Yeah,
and that's what's missing, I think, a lot in our society today.
Yeah, well said. Jimmy, thank you. Great call. Charlie, let me go to Charlie, calling from Jersey. Hi, Charlie, what are you thinking this morning, my friend?
Oh, first thing is my sympathies to those families, and God rest those kids' souls. But there is a solution. In the news, they just said it. That lady was going to go shoot up another school, but the school had security. And they said that school she shot up, she was a part of it. And then she was someone who went to that school. But regardless of that, you know, years ago they had Colin Ferguson back in the late 90s. He shot up all those people on a subway. And he said, oh, yeah, I did that because of 400 years of slavery and black rage. Now, I haven't heard anything about the news, anyone condemning it from the LGBTQ community. So now what is that, transsexual rage? This lady was, you know, was it the hormones, the testosterone they were giving her, or, you know, what was happening? I'll take my answer off the air, and it was a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thanks for listening. We'll take a break in just a second. Let me grab one more call if I can. Yeah, okay, it's up a little bit, because I appreciate you. We have again, you call and you give us the solutions. By the way, that's a great point that was just made, is this gal that thought she was a guy, this mess of a human being, forgive me, but that's exactly what she was, to go out and kill children like this. I mean, for her to go in, she was going to plan on shooting another school. Why? The other school had police officers there. Listen to Danny Colson, and you don't want to miss Andrew Pollack coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Please, let me go to Mark, then we got a break. Mark, thank you for checking in. What are you thinking this morning, my friend?
Yeah, Joe, listen, gun control laws wouldn't stop this, okay? These politicians have no idea what they're talking about. I spent years in the military. An AR-15 is not an assault rifle. An assault rifle, an assault weapon, if the way we categorize it, is a fully automatic weapon. And I'll tell you the truth, they could pass all the gun control laws they want. All they're doing is keeping guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens. That's because criminals, okay, and this is coming from the mouth of a criminal. He said it on an interview. He says, he goes, they could stop manufacturing guns in this country. He goes, I'll always have a gun. I'll always have a gun. And that's the problem that these liberals don't address, Joe, is they don't, you never hear them say, oh, it was an illegal gun that was used.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, Joe.
Thank you, Mark. Listen, great call. Chris, let me go to Chris in Texas real quick, and then we got a break. Chris, I got a couple seconds, wanted to get you on the air. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. The year was 1963. The woman was Madeline Murray O'Hare, and she succeeded in getting the Bibles taken out of schools. What do people think would happen when the ship has no rudder. Yeah. There's no morals, values, or ethics.
Amen.
And in fact, she was glorified by Phil Donahue as his very first guest.
Wow, look at that. Thank you. Thank you for calling in from Texas, speaking the truth. 7:39, Al is in the newsroom, and then we're going to highlight all the good things happening. We need some good news today, and we'll get some great news coming in from Newark, New Jersey. Right now, Al's in the news nook on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
43 degrees at 7:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor Eric Adams trying to convince state lawmakers to make changes to bail reform laws, but he's also pushing for criminal justice reforms. The mayor was up in Albany yesterday to lobby for changes ahead of Governor Hochul's April 1st budget deadline. Adams told reporters more money is needed for prosecutors and defense attorneys to help unbottleneck the system, and he wants tweaks to discovery reform in trials. Adams and the governor appear to be on the same page and wanting to give judges more discretion when it comes to setting bail. However, it doesn't appear that Democratic leaders in the Senate and Assembly want to make changes to bail reform laws. And New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer demanding change as the U.S. Postal Service reports a major spike in identity fraud. The Postal Service reported a 167% increase nationwide in the number of fraudulent address changes between 2020 and 2021. Gottheimer says a criminal typically changes the victim's address with the Postal Service and redirects their mail to a different location, leading to identity theft. He's calling on the USPS Inspector General and the Postal Inspection Service to fully investigate the widespread fraud and strengthen the authentication process by requiring stricter verification when someone is trying to change their address. In sports, Knicks over the Rockets 137-115. Islanders beat the Devils 5-1. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. It looks like subways and buses on time. Let's go out to the Thruway. Thruway North getting up past 15A in Sloatsburg. An accident. The left lane is blocked. Route 300 still closed between Newburgh and Wallkill with an accident investigation. 9 northbound getting up into Rhinebeck. A collision. Watch for delays on the FDR drive south of 116th Street. It's a collision. It's pretty solid here on the Deegan. Deegan southbound right at the Moshaloo. An accident. Watch for volume on the Cross Bronx westbound out by Castle Hill Avenue with an accident. And the outbound Gowanus over by the Prospect. It's an accident still blocking one lane. We're still seeing delays as you head to the Hudson River crossings. The inbound George Washington Bridge about 25. Lincoln Tunnel looks like you're waiting about 40 minutes in. And over at the Holland, still about 40 as well. Partly cloudy today with a high of 52. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Bob Budsock is going to join us momentarily from an organization you don't want to miss. Great organization in Newark, New Jersey. Mike on Twitter, thank you, Mike. The shooter didn't come in through the door, open door. There's a video on Fox that shows her shooting out the glass in the doors to get in. Yeah, I think that's what I think we were talking about, was that there was nobody to stop her, that there was nobody at the door, but she did indeed shoot her way in. Mike, thank you. And Mike, actually, listen, we'll get into this later. Let me just do some business. Let's talk about Newark. And Mike sent another vital message that I want to chat with you about. But right now, I want to tell you about MyPillow. How about that? Talking about good things. You could get the MyPillow 2.0, and you could buy one, you get one free. How awesome is that? If you go to MyPillow.com, you got to check it out. Because Mike Lindell's got all these great products and from MyPillow, whether it's a mattress topper, whether it's the towels, the My Slippers, Mr. Joseph always loves the My Slippers, okay? So you got to check that out. But if you go to, if I may, MyPillow.com, use the promo code JOEP, and you will see that you can get the MyPillow 2.0, machine washable and dryable. You get a 60-day money-back guarantee, by the way, 10-year warranty on it, and you buy one, you get one free. It's at MyPillow.com. And you, I'm telling you, I sleep on the MyPillow 2.0. I sleep on the MyPillow 2.0. It is the most spectacular thing, in my opinion, that Mike Lindell ever invented. It is so spectacular. You're going to love it. So just go to the radio listeners page at MyPillow.com, right? You just go and use the promo code JOEP. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free from Mike Lindell. And you're going to love this MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Joe P is the promo code. And MyPillow.com, promo code Joe P.
Are you fed up with hair loss or weak, brittle hair? Invite Health would like to introduce you to Hair Enhance HX. This powerful bioactive formula targets the root causes of hair loss, like stress, hormone imbalance, and nutritional deficiencies, packed with clinically studied nutrients shown to increase hair strength and growth. Formulated to target male and female pattern hair loss, with amino acids to strengthen hair and promote new hair growth, this comprehensive formula addresses the multiple causes of weak, brittle, and lackluster hair. Take advantage of this limited-time offer. Buy one bottle of Hair Enhance HX as suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Or go to invitehealth.com and use promo code HAIR. Are you ready to get to the root cause and finally see and feel a difference? Call now, 800-673-2345 for Hair Enhance HX.
Connors and Sullivan, that's where you got to go, connorsandsullivan.com, the number 718-238-6500. In this crazy world, you have to prepare for your family. You want to decide who gets what? I'm telling you, you go to Connors and Sullivan, you talk with one of the great lawyers at Connors and Sullivan, and you can schedule a free in-person initial consultation with one of the attorneys at Connors and Sullivan, and you could talk about a health care proxy. You could, are you eligible for what if you have someone in a nursing home, for example, right? You have an estate plan? You don't? Well, you may need a trust. You may need all these things. Joey, I don't like to listen. I don't like to hear those things. You know what? You need it. How do I know? Because my son, my oldest son, God bless him, he's the brains in the outfit. My wartime consigliere, my son Joey, said, you got to go to Connors and Sullivan. I did. It was so easy, and it will be easy for you. They know what they're talking about. They help people like me and you for years. Yeah, and they will decide. You will decide who gets what, okay? Will you please get that free in-person initial consultation at Connors and Sullivan, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, Staten Island, anybody? You can go to all those great locations, Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500, or connorsandsullivan.com.
Wake up with Joe Piscopo at 6. Ride home with John Katzimatidis at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Today's New York trivia question is sponsored by St. James Health, a community health center located in the East and West Wards of Newark, bringing low-cost primary comprehensive care to the community.
Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. We got our trivia question from Newark. Then we're going to go to Bob Budsock from Integrity House in Newark. This is a Newark trivia question. By the way, you get $50 gift card from Calandra's. How about that, please? If you call with the correct answer to the trivia question I'm going to give you, and then remind me to give you the answer. We never, ever, ever, ever remind, we never remember to give you the answer to the trivia question, but because I said that, you'll call us and you'll let us know that we have to give you the answer, okay? And if you call 877-970-2999, you'll win a $50 gift card from Calandra's. Don't forget, I'm going to be at Calandra's May 20th. We are going to have, it's Old Home Week, right there on Bloomfield Avenue at Calandra's Village in Caldwell. Ah! I had a great chat with Kristen Calandra. What a great gal she is. And by the way, this is El Vecchio Cafe. I will be there May 20th live. We're going to have our whole show there. And you can enjoy Chef Francesco's lavish buffet and the show. Here's the reservations for Calandra's, 226-8889. It's 973-226-8889. All right, here's today's Newark trivia question. The nation's fourth largest brewer, Al's going to know this, of its time was headquartered in Newark from 1840 through the 1960s. Name this brewer. Great question. 877-970-2999. The trivia question, you get that answer, you'll receive a $50 gift card from Calandra's. Family owned and operated since 1962, originating in Newark, New Jersey. Speaking of which, let us go right now to Bob Budsock, president and CEO of a magnificent organization called Integrity House. Everybody knows Integrity House. President Obama stopped by. They're helping out so many people. Bob, Mr. President, welcome to the program. Very kind of you to join us, sir.
Good morning, Joe. It's great to hear your voice.
You know, great to be there. I was there a few years ago. I was the master of ceremonies when you honored our friends. And tell us about Integrity House and the great work that you've been doing for years now, Mr. President. And I got to tell you, we are just so proud. You're making Newark proud with the great work that you're doing, sir.
Well, thank you, Joe, and thank you for hosting our gala about 5 years ago.
Yes, sir.
And Integrity House, this is our 55th anniversary.
Wow.
And it all started in Newark in 1968. And what we do at Integrity House is that we help people get off drugs and we help them stay off of drugs. That was our original purpose when we started. Today, we provide a more comprehensive service where we have a certified community behavioral health clinic where someone will walk in off the street and they could get addiction treatment, mental health treatment, primary health care, all under one roof.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that, Bob, if I may, what you're doing. Now, you started in 1968, and the riots were 1967, yet you hung in there. The way I always give Prudential a shout-out, Prudential hung in, you know, in Newark, New Jersey. You stayed there, and then you had President Obama drop by about the time I was there. He came in. You're making such a great mark in that. What do you think the most effective way in treating addiction is? Because, you know, but I always say this, Bob Budsock, there but for the grace of God go all of us. You know, you could walk into that danger zone of addiction. What's the best way these days of treating addiction, if I may, sir?
Yeah, so most of us know of a friend or a family member
Absolutely.
That's impacted by addiction. And really the key is whole person care. That you can't just treat the addiction, that you need to treat the whole person and look at their mental health issues, their primary care issues, and provide integrated whole person care that's going to help the person get off of drugs, but then develop the skills to stay off of drugs for the rest of their lives.
You know, what you're doing is an example because, you know, we were with James Gonzalez at Broadway House for Continuing Care. We broadcast from there on Friday, Bob Budsock. And then we see St. James Health, we tell you about. And here you got the Integrity House. And where would these folks be if you weren't there, Bob? You know what I'm saying? I mean, they'd be on the streets, correct?
Absolutely, yes. And we're really, you know, I want to thank James Gonzalez and Broadway House because he's one of our partners in the city of Newark,
is
the St. James FQHC, Broadway House is considered an anchor institution up on the north end of Newark. Integrity House is considered an anchor institution on the south end of Newark. You know, we started as an individual house. But now we have about 12 facilities in Newark, mainly based in the Lincoln Park area. We also have a facility in Morris Plains, Toms River, Paramus, and Secaucus. But where it all started was in Newark, and it was in 1968, and it was right after the Newark riots. And it was a city in great need. And the founders of Integrity House, you know, started with one house in that area, with purely the mission to help people create a better life for themselves.
And you've been there as director, senior vice president, chief operating officer, and then Mr. Budsock is the media past chair of the board of directors of the New Jersey Association of Mental Health and many other organizations. You're doing just such great work there, Bob Budsock. God bless you for what you're doing. Hey, if I may, Mr. President, where can we maybe perhaps make a donation to Integrity House, sir? Where can we find you?
Okay, two things. The first thing, you could join us at our 55th anniversary gala on November 9th, which we are hosting at the Newark Museum. It's being catered by Vonda's Kitchen, which is
Fabulous.
A local women-owned business. In addition to that, you know, if you look up integrityhouse.org, there is a donate now button, and we could sure use donations from the community to help us continue the critical work that we do every day.
You are the safety net, Bob Budsock. I say it to Jimmy Blue Eyes. We go James Gonzalez. That's his nickname now, man. When you see him. Jimmy Blue Eyes. But you are just holding the hometown of my parents together, sir. And we are very, very proud to have you on the program, Bob. Hopefully I'll see you soon. And God bless you. Godspeed. And thanks for the brilliant work you're doing at Integrity House, sir.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Great to see you.
You too, indeed. Bob Budsock right there, president and CEO of Integrity House, magnificent organization in Newark, New Jersey. Debbie's on the road, 7:53 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride over to the Cross Bronx West at Castle Hill Ave. An accident. Traffic slowing down on the outbound Gowanus at the Prospect. It's a collision over there. Route 300 still closed between Newburgh and Wallkill. A car into a pole. And over on the Thruway North, 15A in Sloatsburg, a crash there. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience a smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher inviting you to join me for a remarkable travel opportunity that will change your life forever. Dennis Prager and I are headed back to the Holy Land, Israel, this October. It's the Stand With Israel Tour. Join us along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. We'll take you to key sites in the Holy Land, thoughtfully designed to give you unprecedented access to a region you've likely only read about. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com and get all the details. We'll uncover important geopolitical locations and show you Israel's significance on the world stage, past, present, and future. Step foot on the ancient streets of Jerusalem. We'll sail the Sea of Galilee, pray at the Western Wall, and so much more. We'll have guides for our group, lavish food, and luxurious accommodations. No other trip will be like this one. Come with Dennis and me this October. Register today. Call 855-565-5519. 855-565-5519. Or go to StandWithIsraelTour.com. StandWithIsraelTour.com.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
I love telling you about Broadway House, Integrity House, St. James Health. I'm telling you, you got to give it to Newark, New Jersey, man, for stepping up like this. And Broadway House, by the way, April 27th. This is the 27th of April, right? Yeah, we're going to have it. I walked the ballroom at Broadway House, and we're going to have a great event to help out a great cause. And when I tell you the safety net that Broadway House is, and I tell you all about Broadway House, we got to go to BroadwayHouse.org and James Gonzalez and Lois there and Dr. Rudy and all the great folks at Broadway House. They are the safety net of society. And if every city had a Broadway House, I tell you, we wouldn't have the problems that we have in the country. I honestly believe that. They are there. They're the safety net of humanity in Newark, New Jersey. And I applaud James Gonzalez and the great work that they're doing. Now, if I may, April 27th, go to BroadwayHouse.org. Let's help Broadway House. Let's show up in a big way. You're going to love it. We're going to do a show. I'm going to be the MC. You're going to meet some incredible people. And so we invite you to go to BroadwayHouse.org for the show on April 27th, right there in beautiful Newark, New Jersey, baby, hometown of my parents. It's BroadwayHouse.org. Hey, Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. Jeff, how we doing? Thanks for joining us. What do we look like this morning weather-wise?
Well, it's been a cloudy start, but we'll see some sunshine. Can't rule out a brief shower or two in the afternoon. Otherwise, it's nice. 53 degrees is going to be the afternoon high, Joe.
All right. Thank you so much. Nice and quick and right to the point, Jeff. You do a great job, my young friend. KT McFarland, right at the top of the hour. There's so many geopolitical worldwide problems. KT has the answer for every single one. We tell you over and over and over again, and I know she's backed by popular demand. You love KT McFarland, as we all do, but she's going to tell you how to cure the ills that are just permeating all over the world. And I know that's a dramatic statement, but we have the gal that has the answers to all those questions. Andy McCarthy is going to join us, Miranda Devine, Alexandria Hoff, and Andrew Pollack on the show. We are coming right back.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.